Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome back, everybody. It is 105 in Edmonton. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you. Oilers Now. We got a game night. Should be a beauty. The Edmonton Oilers and the Los Angeles Kings. Oilers Now is brought to you by World of Spas, Edmonton's number one hot tub and swim spa dealer. The ideal place to start your daily vacation. We just accessed our Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted with Ashley Fine Floors, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue. Open Monday to Saturday because we did Oilers game day trivia for Pro-Am Sports. Fan Cave and Fan Gear Specialist for all budgets in Edmonton on St. Albert Trail and at proamsports.ca. And our question today for a $50 GC courtesy of proamsports.ca is name the two members of the Oilers 06 playoff run team that would go on and win two Stanley Cups as members of the Los Angeles Kings. The correct answer, Brendan Escott, is...
Both Jarrett Stoll and Matt Green, and B was the first one to get that one today.
All right, there you go. Jarrett Stoll will join us today at 1:35. He'll be our Oilers Now headliner for Wilhauk Beef Jerky, but not before we head off to the River Cree Resort and Casino hotline at 780-496-0063. The River Cree Resort and Casino, it is open 24/7, 365. Excitement, bet on it, and we welcome back to the show for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy heating and cooling. We welcome back our NHL insider, John Shannon. Hello, John. How are you doing?
Great, Bob. You?
Good. Thank you for rearranging your schedule to do the appearance on our show. Should be a good night tonight. Edmonton and LA, a rematch of the playoffs. The Kings came in here and shut the Oilers down after a four-game road trip for Edmonton where they lost Evander Kane and Yamamoto on that trip. And then we had a nasty game in Los Angeles in early January. And the Oilers have been a different team since. They got the best points percentage in the NHL. What are you thinking about tonight's matchup between Edmonton and the LA Kings?
Well, the question for me comes to mind is, will the two teams try to make this a part of a preface to their potential playoff series? Are we going to see a level of hockey that's could be described as playoff hockey? That to me is going to be the interesting question. And which team will be the aggressor? I fully suspect the Kings will have the pedal to the metal. The question is, will the Oilers?
Why do you think the Kings will have the pedal to the metal?
Well, first of all, I think that, you know, our friend Todd, being a former Oiler coach, you know, has a vested interest in making sure that the Oilers know that his team is playing at a certain level. I also think that they play a style of hockey that creates some dilemmas for the Oilers. They are almost as fast. They are deep. They still have Drew Doughty on the blue line, and I think their goaltending has improved since the last time these two teams met.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy when you look at the position that LA is in right now. John, the LA Kings are 29th in the league in save percentage at .886. I mean, Corpusalo, conversely, is at .931 since coming over in that trade from the Columbus Blue Jackets. You mentioned Todd McClellan. Is this rebuild? I mean, you talk to, you know, general managers around the league and people around the league on a daily basis. Are the LA Kings ahead of where they were scheduled to be right now?
I don't know if they're ahead, Bob, but they did it in such a manner that, you know, Rob Blake was pretty smart when it came to using cap space. For instance, being so willing to take Kevin Fiala off Bill Guerin's hands in Minnesota. And the moment you were able to get a guy like Arvidsson out of Nashville and Fiala out of Minnesota, holy smokes, your team speed changed so much. Your personality of your team changed so much. And then they got some young guys via the trade. that have really contributed. Guys like Sean Durzi, who they got from the Maple Leafs, has become a factor on the blue line. That it wasn't a regular classic rebuild of everything through the draft, and it's paid off. So perhaps it is a little accelerated, but it was done in the manner, I think, that when you had enough cap space to change things, that's how quickly you can turn things around.
Now, here's what's scary about L.A. for me, John. They got Alex Turcotte fifth in overall in 2019. Okay, he has not impacted their organization. Now, he's been derailed. He's had some concussion issues. Jarrett Stoll will speak a little bit more to that. Byfield right now is playing left wing. I think long term he replaces Kopitar at center, but he was a second overall pick in 2020. Mm-hmm. And they got Brent Clark eighth in 2021. Like, there's other top 10 picks from those draft years that are significantly impacting their organizations more. I think this group's got a higher ceiling as those guys emerge and grow. What do you think?
Well, and let's face it, that with the way the rebuild or the retooling has happened, they could be more patient with them. I think people, if they said it quietly, would suggest that Byfield's been a bit of a disappointment. But you're right about targeting a replacement for Anze Kopitar. But I think they expected him to be a little more aggressive on the ice. Still learning how to play the game. It sounds silly to say, but I heard when he got drafted, he's a young 18.
Yeah.
And that from that perspective, he had a lot of growing to do. And the way things have happened, they can afford to be patient. But at a certain point, he has to learn to play a bigger role in this organization. And really, what better guy to learn from than maybe one of the greatest two-way players the game has ever seen in Kopitar.
All right. So, John, it's interesting. In that draft year, there was discussion about Stützle, smaller skilled guy, probably a winger. As it's turned out, he's played more center. And Byfield, who was seen as a center out of Sudbury, who's played to this point mostly wing. And people brought up Nugent Hopkins and Scheifele from the 2011 draft. And, mm-hmm. Nuge was unquestionably better early in his career. Scheifele had a tremendous run. Ryan this year has had an off-the-chart season for the Edmonton Oilers. Like, he is, sixth in the league in scoring. Yes, the Oilers have a great power play, but he's part of that power play. Scheifele is part of a... Mark Scheifele's minus 19 right now. Connor's like minus 13 or 14. What the hell is going on with the Winnipeg Jets, John?
They've hit a wall. Quite frankly, Bob, they've hit a wall. And it's not the young guys there that hit the wall. It is their veterans. It's the guys that they expect to score goals. Scheifele, you mentioned. Connor, you mentioned. Blake Wheeler, who's, long in the tooth, but, hasn't scored in 18 games. And Pierre-Luc Dubois, who, there's a trade, Bob. The Line A for Dubois trade hasn't helped either team at this point. And Dubois needs to do more for the Jets. This is what coaches have gray hair for. And I think the other exasperation in Winnipeg, quite frankly, is that they were such a great story for the first 2.5 months of the season. They became, look how good the Jets are. Look how well they can play in their own zone. Connor Hellebuck was in the discussion for the Vezina. Well, that's not the case the last month. And in fact, I think they've gone from having potential three trophy nominees to having none now. I don't think Rick Bonus is going to be a Coach of the Year nominee. I don't think that Connor Hellebuck, maybe he's a finalist. And Josh Morrissey, obviously, the separation between Morrissey and Erik Karlsson now is drastic, and it's Erik Karlsson's trophy. So there's something awry there, and they have stopped playing Rick Bonus's system, and they've stopped playing every shift. That's the one thing you notice with the Oilers now, Bob. You have to give the Oilers credit. Every time a line jumps over the boards, you know you're going to get maximum effort. There isn't a line that you know is taking any time off. Well, they're doing that in Winnipeg right now, and that's the problem.
Well, in Edmonton's case, they're going to add some more speed here at some point. Ken Holland saying in an interview that we did on Tuesday when we were in Vegas that Ryan McLeod maybe, I think the hope is back for the last week of the regular season. And oh, by the way, they got Dylan Holloway, who spent over 50 games here during the regular season, was basically a cap casualty. He'll be an option at the end of the regular season because there is no salary cap. So the Oilers might be able to add a little bit more speed to their bottom six as well, John, down the stretch here.
And let's face it, playoff time depth is so important. And we've actually seen that for the Oilers since the deadline, with a couple of guys getting nicked up or getting sick, that it wasn't really a big story that, you know, so-and-so was out of the lineup and they went 11-7, or you know, Clint Costin came into the lineup because of the extra forward. You know, Jay's talked about this many times, just that luxury of having a 13th and maybe now a 14th forward that you can interchange. It makes it a lot easier when you're going to play a tough seven-game playoff series.
We're joined by John Shannon. John, we continue to monitor the league's financial situation. Obviously, you know, we have a situation that involves the regional partners on the television side for, I think, is it 14 NHL teams down in the States?
Yeah, 12 under the Bally's banner and 2 under the AT&T banner, yes.
All right, so 14. And as a result, are we seeing, like, people say, well, Bob, what's going on? Like, how come Costin isn't re-signed? He's a restricted free agent. What about Bouchard? What about Ryan McLeod? They're both RFAs. What about Matthias Janmark, who's playing 15 minutes a game? The teams need to be patient right now just because there's still a little bit of lack of clarity as to where the cap's going to be, John?
No, I think they have a pretty good idea. I think we're just going to see the million-dollar increase for this year. We're not going to, the impact of that financial issue with the 14 regional TV networks, and what we're talking about here, Bob, is probably, it differs for every team, but of the 14 teams, the rights fee that goes to the team is probably between $20 and $40 million per team, depending on what market you're talking about. So if you do an average of, $30 million for 14, you know, you do the math. That's, you know, $420 million of hockey-related revenue that's going to be up for grabs somehow, some way. Some of it's going to be replaced. Heck, a year from now it may even be better. But right now that's the delta that we're talking about. But we're not going to see that impact until next year's cap.
Yeah.
Where, you know, because all the reports that are coming out and everything that's being done on the math is done for this year, and 95 to 99% of those rights fees have already been paid to the region, so from the regions to the team.
Okay.
So it's not really going to be a problem for this offseason.
John, is there a clear winner between TNT and ESPN? You as a former, you know, executive producer at the highest level, you understand TV as well as anybody, and I know you got a lot of friends at both networks, but
yeah,
what do you think?
Well, I watch both. I watch both very closely. I think TNT has done a solid job, a better job, because they've kept it simpler. And perhaps, you know, they have the smaller package of games, so they're able to focus on the Wednesday single game, or in the case of last night, the doubleheader. And they have been much more, a much tighter package, Bob. Less people, a smaller group in the studio. So I think overall TNT would probably be at this point the winner. ESPN's in a tough spot because they've got so many games, because they're not only trying to produce a game of the week for either ESPN or ABC, but they've got their digital package on ESPN Plus where they're doing a lot of games.
Yeah.
So they got a lot more moving parts, and you know, the more people you get involved in these situations, the more difficult it is to create a culture and a philosophy. But you know, in the end, people can still, if you have ESPN Plus in the United States or Hulu, you can still see the games, and everybody's got the right intention, but at this point, I'd give the nod to TNT. And quite frankly, I'd give the nod to TNT without Wayne being as much involved. And I'd love to see Wayne more involved.
Me too.
But I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, I know he's doing playoffs, right?
I have not heard officially. I know he's doing the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah.
But I think that he's going to be doing his schedule will be less intense than it was last year. And then the question becomes is where is Wayne long term on the TNT package?
Right. Absolutely. Obviously, good friends of Charles Barkley, and Charles Barkley and Shaq are, they are brilliant on that TNT package for basketball. Like, that is funny
indeed.
Stuff.
Yeah. They know
how to entertain.
On the TNT package from production, they have the magic elixir. They know what it takes and know how to deliver content to fans. Yep.
By the way, how much longer on the NHL Hockey and Rogers National package?
I think 3 years after this one.
Okay. And regionally, we're still another couple years in Edmonton, right?
I that's a good question. I don't know.
Okay. I thought if anybody would, it'd be you.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. I'm not sure what the number is. So that'll be interesting too. I mean, let's face it, the Oilers are in my mind the third most demanded product of the Canadian teams behind Toronto and Montreal, simply because of '97 and '29 and the culture that has been created at Rogers Place. You know that there's going to be lots of people interested when it happens.
All right. Great stuff, John. Thanks for joining us here in Oilers Now. We'll hook up on Monday.
Talk to you later.
That is John Shannon for Legacy Heating and Cooling. It's 120 in Edmonton. Bob Stauffer and Brendan Escott with you. Do want to tell you that guests in Oilers Now receive gift cards courtesy of Japanese Village, Edmonton's favorite teppanyaki steak restaurant. You can come in and check out their new location. It's at 3975 Calgary Trail. When we come back, the Oilers Now injury report and an extended text message from one of our hardcore listeners. This is Oilers Now on a game day, Edmonton and the LA Kings.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. The Chiseler, a.k.a. a voice from the past, Mr. Fan, texts us and says, Bob, TNT by far over ESPN, simpler, more intimate, less commercialized, and more structured. Interesting. And again, you can text us at any time at 780-496-0063. We'll circle back momentarily into the Ashley Fine Floors text line. To the Oilers Now injury report, it's brought to you all season long by James H. Brown Injury Lawyers. When accidents happen, go to jameshbrown.com. Trent Brown, Jim Brown, big fans of the Edmonton Oilers, the Edmonton Elks, and the U of A Golden Bears. Ryan McLeod out until likely the last week of the regular season, upper body injury. Ryan Murray out with an upper body issue, a back issue. He is on LTIR. Gabriel Vilardi's got 23 goals this year for the Kings. He is back in Los Angeles. He is out with an upper body injury. You can start your new vehicle journey at Brent Ridge Ford. The dealer, they don't forget about you after you purchase. And you know what? They're just fair people. If you value fair treatment, full transparency, call Uncle Milt, Rich, Johnny, and the gang. 780-352-6048. 12-time President's Diamond Club Award winners for customer satisfaction. Brent Ridge Ford is your Ford truck authority on the Auto Mile in Wetaskiwin. You know what? There's nothing pushy. There's no hardcore sales. It's just about relationships at Brent Ridge Ford. All right, I said I had a longer extended text message to get to. And I'm going to get to that right now as we go back into the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Hodgie says, Bob, curious if you think there's anything to this substance. I've struggled to articulate the way the Oilers seem to drop games against some of the lower-seeded teams. Some people say they're goalied. Some pundits call it playing down to the opposition. I never felt either of those were accurate representations of how the Oilers play. Earlier in the week, I heard a Todd McClellan term used to discuss the reason why his LA Kings have improved so dramatically this year, and a light switch went off in my head as I watched the game Tuesday night. When the Oilers were playing against top teams and successfully against top teams, they play to win. When the Oilers play the lower sort of teams, the Oilers play to score. Now, obviously, you need to score to win, so how's it different? My interpretation of Todd, this is Hodgy saying this, of Todd's LA improvement comment and how it applies to the way the Oilers play against higher-ranked teams is that the Oilers seem more concentrated on their individual assignments at both ends of the ice and play a tight checking game throughout the neutral zone, meaning offense is garnered by capitalizing on opposition's mistakes. When playing against lower seeded teams, says Hodgie, the Oilers play to score. I interpret this as the Oilers seem to focus more on the offensive side of the game and maybe fly the zone a little earlier, overpass in all zones of the ice, and attempt higher risk, higher reward plays. The Oilers usually try just as hard whether playing the 20th ranked team or the top ranked team. It is rarely a situation of effort. The term goalie can often be attributed to the nature and frequency of the shots. Text goes on to say if the Oilers can play to win and not fall into their habit of playing to score when facing lower ranked teams, I think a 5-1-1 or 4-1-2 record in the last seven is attainable. I truly think it's in the Oilers' best interest to finish first in the West, or at least in the Pacific, as I worry about an Edmonton-LA first-round matchup. Doughty is an Oilers killer, and his ability to get the veteran call allows him to play Connor like it's 1992, and Connor may as well wear him as a backpack. That one comes to us from Haji. Well, there's a lot to... there's a lot to articulate. In that text, he says, Bob, did that guy pay for a blue check mark to get your show? To get on your show? What a useless text, Bob. I can't believe you spent time reading the whole thing and that you forced us to listen to, said another text here. Well, anyhow. Play to win, play to score. Interesting stuff. 129, Jarrett Stoll, LA Kings broadcaster and works in the hockey operations department, joins us when we return in Oilers Now after a global news weather traffic update. Let's try to get the text under 39 words. Kevin Robertson up next.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.